or the era will be when they will not tolerate sound teaching, but their hearing being tickled, they will heap up for themselves teachers in accord with their own desires, and indeed they will be turning their hearing away from the truth, yet will be turned aside to myths. Guaranteed. This is prophecy. It's not the Apostle Paul guessing at how things might be eventually. He is prophesying about how they will be, and we are there. Hello, everyone. This is Martin Zender. I am going to be in Mississippi, somewhere in Mississippi. I don't know where exactly, and yet I'm getting on a plane tomorrow to go there. I'm going to land in Gulfport, but I don't know where I'm going to end up eventually. However, I am going to be at a church in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Sunday. Whatever that date is, I don't know. Today's something like the 25th. There's 20-something today. It's Thursday. It must be the 25th because I leave on the 26th, and that's tomorrow. Therefore, the church service must be the 28th. I will be at the Abiding Hope Fellowship. Abiding Hope Fellowship. Did you get that? 7935 Director Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I haven't talked to the pastor yet. I'm going to do that after the show, find out what's going on, what the tenor of the church is. Got to find that out. That's 7935 Director Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70817. It would be great to see you there if you're anywhere near Baton Rouge. The service is at 10:15, and apparently I'm going to be speaking there. I'm going to do it. Yes, I am. I called Sparky, and he says, it is on. So it's on. Abiding Hope Fellowship, 7935 Director Drive, Baton Rouge, 70817, April 28th. Hope to see you there. Now, I'm going to talk about sin, I think. I'm going to promote my... No, I'm not. That's not true. Quiet. That's not true. Don't put words into my mouth. I'm not going to promote my book, How to Be Free from Sin, while smoking a cigarette, but I'm going to speak about the truth concerning freedom from sin. And I'm looking forward to doing that in Baton Rouge this Sunday. Never been to the city. I've only been to Louisiana once with my mom the year before she died. I think that was 2007. I went to New Orleans and we visited my grandmother's grave. I'd never met my grandmother. My mom's mom and dad died before I was born. I know, that wasn't very nice of them. And my dad's mom and dad, I only knew them until I was 10. I think my paternal grandmother died when I was 6 or 7, and my grandfather died when I was 10. So I have not known very many grandparents. And then both my parents died within 4 years of each other. I think my dad died in 2003, my mom in 2008. I'm just guessing. But anyway, you feel like an orphan. I know you're really not, but life's never the same after your parents die. It's just weird. It's different. Anyway, the era will be when they will not tolerate sound teaching. Isn't that truth? Oh, listen. I got a new blog on my website. You need to go to Zenderville at martinzender.com, and I wrote about my sons, and I have some great photographs for you there of me and my sons back in the day. The blog is called My Three Sons, and you can find it on my homepage and then click on zenderville.com and then click again. I'm going to change the picture there, so don't worry about it. I don't like that picture of me. I'm going to change it, so watch for that. Oh, and this, Cindy McCoy and I did a heck of a recording here, I think it was Monday night, and I sent it out on email to you, didn't I, yesterday. So give me your comments, mzender@martinzender.com. I'd love to hear your comments about that conversation that Cindy McCoy, who lives in New York City, and I had. I live in Windsor, Pennsylvania, but we had a conversation about eternal torment, and she recorded it, and I sent you an email, so watch it and send me your comments at mzender@martinzender.com. I want to know what you think. If you didn't get the email, you need to sign up at my website. Go to my homepage, sign up for notifications. You'll be notified where I'm going to be. I'm going to be coming to a town near you, probably. I've been all over the flipping country. And also, you're going to get some free material. You're going to get the beasts of Daniel chapter 7, and you're going to hear about evil. I got some free audio files that you can't get anywhere else except when you sign up at my website. So go to martinzender.com, and on the homepage, there's a sign-up place. So go for it. So anyway, yeah, the time will come when they will not tolerate sound teaching. We are there. Paul once again tells Timothy things are only going to get worse. Those who once held and embraced Paul's revelation won't endure it. They would no longer endure it. It's so easy to be pulled away from it. They can't stand it being taught. It's not that they would not endure teaching. Oh, they love teaching, all right. They're just not going to endure sound teaching. They're only going to go so far, you see. Yeah, we want to be taught, but we're going to be forever learning and never coming to a realization of the truth. That's how religion is, and that's what Christianity has become. Paul was not guessing. Again, he clearly states this. The time will come. They will not tolerate sound teaching. They simply won't tolerate it because it doesn't tickle their hearing. This is a prophecy of the future condition of the church. We are there. This is the false church. This is not his body. The body of Christ is the true church. This is the pseudo body. These are the group of people that have every characteristic outwardly of a body of Christ, but they're not. They're based on tradition rather than truth. Jesus taught about that, didn't he? He says they love the traditions of humans rather than the truth. They lust after the traditions. They lust after that which will tickle their hearing. And what tickles the hearing of human beings? I've told you again and again, anything which gives the human superiority over God, anything which gives power to the human, which makes the human the arbiter of his or her own salvation, we're talking free will. And eternal torment drives normal people into free will. Now, don't argue with me. Calvinists aren't normal people. Calvinists, for some strange reason, are not driven to free will when eternal torment is taught. Normal people will hear eternal torment and they'll say, oh my God, we can't make God responsible for sending people to hell. We'll have to make it all depend on the people, and that's where they get free will. Calvinists, on the other hand, have no problem whatsoever. God, in his sovereign wisdom, predesignated millions, if not billions, well, of course, billions of people to be tormented for eternity. Most normal people, no, I'll take that back. All normal people balk at that teaching. Calvinists, however, swallow it whole. They love it. They'll swallow it three times without taking a breath. No problem. I call it the oh well doctrine, Calvinism. Oh well, God's going to predesignate millions and billions of people to eternal torment. Oh well, lucky you, you're not one of them. Or are you? The Calvinists never do know. That's the bad thing about being a Calvinist. You're never quite sure if you're saved or not. The Arminian folks, you know, they can be sure they're saved because they went to the altar, they said the sinner's prayer, all this stuff. Well, all that proves is that they're not saved because they don't believe that Christ died for their sins. No, that's right. What do you mean I'm not serious? Well, how can you believe Christ died for... How can you believe Christ died for your sins if the Arminian teaching, based on a goofball named Joseph Arminius or something, how can you believe that when he taught that your salvation depends on your exercising your free will? That's just being wise enough to be saved, am I right? Of course I'm right. I make sense for a living. Free will is such a euphemism for this, salvation by human willpower, being wise enough to make a correct decision. Your eternal destiny depends on this decision, according to this doctrine of free will. And they dress it up in religious garb, but it's garbage. So back to Paul here. Paul's not guessing, and this is part of a continuing prophecy of the future condition of the truth of the church, and we're there. So to satisfy their appetites for unsound teaching, they, according to the concordant version, heap up for themselves teachers in accord with their own desires. I would call this a heap pile. And so would a guy named Martin Vincent, who writes in Word Studies in the New Testament, Volume 4, pages 320 through 321, just so you have the reference here. Listen to this guy, Martin Vincent. I like this guy. Yeah, this is called a heap pile of teachers. It's a heap pile. He says, they shall invite teachers en masse. In periods of unsettled faith, teachers of all kinds swarm like the flies of Egypt. The demand creates the supply. The demand creates the supply. I love that. The hearers invite and shape their own preachers. The demand is for a teaching which will give the human preeminence, which will make the human, in essence, stronger than God, which will make the human will more powerful than God, which will put your enemies in hell forever, where you can watch them bubble. The hearers invite and shape their own preachers. I like that. If the people desire a calf to worship, a ministerial calf maker is readily found. Just like Aaron, when Moses was up there on Mount Sinai, the people wanted a calf to worship. They said, where's this Moses? A lot of thunder and lightning up there. I doubt he survives. We have to worship something. Build us a cow, will you? Build us a cow. Make it of gold. Here's our wedding rings. Here's our class rings. Here's all this stuff. Melt it down. Make a calf. Aaron did it. And the next thing you know, boom, they were dancing around the golden calf. That's crazy. I don't know. They were perverted or something. Well, the Israelites got everything wrong, and the Jews today still have everything wrong. I'm sorry, I meant to call them Israelites. So, in our day, this has reached epidemic proportions. There could never be a greater heap pile of false teachers than we have today. I don't see how it could be possible. Christendom is buried under this heap, and the body of Christ could be buried with it, but it's not. I don't believe the body of Christ is infected with this, the true body of Christ, because if you are in the body of Christ, you're going to recognize the false teaching and you won't fall for it. I'm convinced of that. So this does not infect the body of Christ, but it lures the body of Christ. It tempts the body of Christ. I'm telling you, this philosophy is so seductive that would say you can be the arbiter of your own salvation. Avoid it. We have a saturation of such teaching, teaching that does not suit this dispensation of the grace of God, because if you listen carefully to it, it's not grace. This message was committed to Paul. People have trashed Paul. They've abandoned Paul. They don't like Paul. Paul is an intellectual. Paul is too hard. He's too hard. I want Jesus because Jesus is nice and Paul's a mean guy. He's so intellectual. Endless radio, television broadcasts fill the airwaves 24 hours a day with teachers in accord with the desire of human beings. They just want to be lulled to sleep. They want to be pacified. They want to be told by people like Joel Osteen that they can have nice stuff, that this world is just a red carpet, and if you walk on it, you can get what you want. If you walk on it properly with the proper prayers, the proper faith, this world is your oyster. You get what everything you want. That's Joel Osteen doctrine. That is so false. Just read Romans chapter 8 about famine, nakedness, sword, affliction, distress. Paul says, in all these things we're more than conquering, verse 35. So we have an incomprehensible heap pile of incomprehensible teachers. At least I can't comprehend them. They're just a bunch of hypocrites. They contradict themselves every 3 minutes, as opposed to me. I mean, I make sense for a living. But we got television shows, books, booklets, pamphlets, tracts, study guides, magazines, journals, audio cassettes. Yeah, there are still some of those around. Honestly, I've seen them. Videotapes. Yeah, there are still some of those around too. Creeds, lots of those. Confessions, articles of faith, doctrinal statements, churches, fellowships, ministries, centers, schools, colleges, Bible institutes, seminaries. Oh, this is like a horror movie to me. Sunday schools. And now the World Wide Web, full of false information about God, except at martinzender.com, of course. Now, the body of Christ, again, doesn't fall for this. This teaching has abandoned Paul's distinct revelation to the body of Christ. So how could the true body of Christ embrace it? It can't. By the grace of God, the body of Christ will avoid such teaching, and by the grace of Christ will be kept from such teaching. We are drowning in this crap. Keep your friends from it. It's everywhere. It's in every color, every size, every flavor, every style of teaching, and it suits the itching ears. We do not have itching ears. Our ears do not itch because we have the balm, the salve of Christ. If your ears are itching for truth, go to the Word of God correctly translated. Go to God Himself. Go to Christ. Pray for revelation. If you pray for it with all your heart and desire, He will give it to you. He's giving it to you now. Thank God.